Big Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that loves undivided.
Yep.
Welcome back. Yep, undivided. Top of the second hour this Wednesday, March 23rd, 2022. I am hashtag, you know, I hashtag stand with Ukraine, but I did long before, you know, intrigue and psychological operations were in full effect. Well, I don't know, maybe not. Before they were in the full swing there and now. And again, I don't understand how color revolution is not a vital and essential aspect of the conversation. I just really, I don't understand. I mean, even folks who should know better are not talking about this. And shame on us who know better and should be, I mean, if for no other reason than trying to preserve the honest historical record and just sort of speaking to facts and saying, well, you know, it's interesting that Ukraine has been a hotbed of controversy for a long time now for a variety of reasons. And without getting into specifics, you know, there have been Western operations that have targeted Ukraine for decades, if not longer. Why are we leaving that out of the discussion? I just kind of like to know that. Well, what does that have to do with anything? Look what Russia did. Well, I think, you know, again, I'm not a Howard Zinn apologist, but he has a good point when he says, who is projecting force? Just in simple terms, you know, we're not supposed to debate the facts anymore because, like Bertrand Russell said, you know, the art of persuasion, we all got to read Brzezinski and Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Manipulate People. But, you know, I think it's important to say, well, sure, but, you know, there is the provocational stuff. There is the R2A doctrine. There is the R2P doctrine. These things are realities in United States military-industrial complex foreign policy. From year to year, it changes names, you know, whether it's the Wolfowitz doctrine or the Bush doctrine or whatever. It's the doctrine may change names, but arose by any other name, is basically this interventionist foreign policy. And even when there are not kinetic operations that we're hearing about from CNN, there are low-intensity operations happening pretty much everywhere around the world all the time, certainly in the places that are not, you know, that have not bowed the knee yet. And so what is meant by low-intensity operations? Well, Webb Tarpley said it best, the war on terror is a fraud, not meant to be won. Go ahead, please.
The notion of a U.S. war on terrorism is simply a fraud. There is no war on terrorism. The Anglo-Americans are backing terrorists exactly when and where it suits them, from Chechnya to Cuba to other points around the world. This is a typical British strategy. You've got to know the name of Brigadier General Sir Frank Kitson. He was the British operations officer in Kenya at the time of the Mau Mau. And what Kitson saw, which has been known to commanders for centuries, millennia, if you've got an underground nationalist organization and you want to discredit them, you create your own parallel underground nationalist organization. You send them out. It's got to have the same name. It's got to have a false flag. You send them out, have it commit tremendous atrocities. Those will be blamed on the original relatively benign group, and they'll be discredited, they'll be demonized, and you gain political advantage. He wrote a book about it called Low Intensity Operations. And the technique is called the technique of the counter gang or the pseudo gang. Just as Al-Qaeda, in the broader sense, is a pseudo gang or counter gang created by U.S. and British and Israeli intelligence. It's a counter gang against normal Arab nationalists or anybody with any positive agenda for reform or independence or development anywhere in the Arab world. They can always be labeled Al-Qaeda. The reductio ad absurdum of this is President Chavez of Venezuela, after giving Bush a hard time at various conferences and doing things to undermine the dollar, the neocons are now accusing President Chavez of being a member of Al-Qaeda. So you can see how easy it is to demonize somebody once you've got a good counter gang going. There's an oligarchical consensus in the United States, inspired by the neocons, inspired by Samuel Huntington and the rest of them, which is that without an enemy image, you cannot have an oligarchical society. Ultimately, that's the why, because if you look at this, you say, terrorism, endless war, why, who benefits? Those who benefit are the beneficiaries of the current system, financiers primarily. They feel that without the diversion of a war, they cannot maintain social relations, property relations, in the current form, and this they are determined to do. So they have manufactured, in a complete hysteria, a largely fictitious external enemy. You remember 1984 by George Orwell, Julia at one point says, I don't even think there is a war, it's just a fake to keep people under control. Orwell, I think, had a very good understanding of some of these psychological mechanisms.
There you go. I mean, that's it in a nutshell. What was that? Less than 5 minutes. There you go. That's it. And it's irrefutable. If you just stop with the wind tunnel of sweaty, frothy CNN stuff and you step back for a minute and you examine just even at the most cursory and basic level what has gone on, I don't know, say in the last 10, 20, 40, 50 years, and further back than that. You know, the further back you go, the more you seem to find this thread that he's talking about, and what I've talked about, this British intrigue, they're everywhere. Reinvigoration of the British Empire, which to me is the reinvigoration of the Roman Empire. Really, that's what it is. If we started calling it the Roman Empire, think about what that does to your perspective. It really changes things. Well, it's the British Empire, and we've heard that, you know, the reason that Cecil Rhodes wanted a British Empire was because, you know, we should all be refined and civilized. We should all sip tea. But that's not what it's really all about. If we dig in a little deeper, maybe it changes our perspective. Maybe that's a limited hangout. Anyway, from there, let's skip over to Journeyman Pictures, Revolutionaries for Hire. I want to give you the first minute or so, the first 55 seconds, which includes a fantastic intro. And, you know, there's William Engdahl and the man himself, Gene Sharp, right? Mr. Color Revolution himself. So here is the first 55 seconds of that. Go ahead, please.
Democracy has awoken in the Middle East, but was what seems like a spontaneous revolution actually a strategically planned event, cultivated by professional consultants?
The events in North Africa are orchestrated down to the finest details.
These revolution consultants are the worst nightmare of every regime. Here you can see the symbol of resistance.
Are becoming the red flag for the secret police of these places.
They mainly operate in countries in which the Western world has a clear interest. Hardly a coincidence, it seems.
The institutions that support him, you take those away, the regime has to fall.
There you go. That's the man, Gene Sharp. By the way, just as an aside, I started to mention this, but we let the we'll let Tarpley play, that clip play. So Tarpley says, you know, like the Club of Rome said in The Limits to Growth and the First Global Revolution, shouldn't we be reading these people who are always talking about revolution that seem to, you know, he mentions Huntington, Tarpley did. Shouldn't we be talking about these folks? Samuel Huntington, like he said, and the rest of them, you know, the oligarchical consensus, as Tarpley put it. You know, again, I'm not a socialist, but the things that Tarpley says make a lot of sense. These points of history and historical veracity make a lot of sense. So you have neocons and neolibs uniting. Neocons and neolibs of the world unite in Marxist fashion to get people stirred up again. I think, speaking of that, Huckabee told us back on the 2008 presidential campaign trail, boiled it down in a nutshell, you know, the intellectual spark plus the underclass fuel is what makes for a Marxist revolution. And these guys have figured out that the Kitson model of low intensity operations and what's come to be known as color revolution is the order of the day. And so, you know, again, just as a brief aside, I mean, I really don't understand how this is not all, you know, a vital, essential, like ground zero, first part of the discussion of this is a fantastic, perfect opportunity to realize the Streisand effect in full effect. And to show people, I mean, because if we start talking about this, Gene Sharp, Kitson, low intensity operations, you can't help but, you know, just mentally, like, you know, alphabetically, Blue Revolution, Bulldozer Revolution, Carnation Revolution, Cedar Revolution, Grape, Green, Jasmine, Jeans, Lotus, Orange, Purple, Rose, Saffron, Tulip, Velvet, Yellow, on and on the list goes. And there is a sort of an effort to mask this, like these are just organic, spontaneous organic uprisings. There was that thing that James Corbett did. I wonder if I could find that real fast. Corbett Report, Color Revolution deal. Was that 1599? No, I don't think so. Where James Corbett talked about some of this and said, you know, who was it that he interviewed to? He interviewed somebody, and that's what he said. You know, this is the MO. They say it's a spontaneous organic uprising, but the model is you get a bunch of people together in, you know, you get them all bottled up and then shoot somebody. Somebody gets whacked, you know, somebody gets sniped. And then there is pandemonium, and that's how you sort of spark it. That's one of the most common ways to start color revolution. And then, of course, everyone is lost in the fear-based trauma, and away it goes. Speaking of the revolution business and revolutionaries for hire, what about what happened in Greece? Well, that was Twitter, Chris. Right, because, you know, everyone in Greece is on Twitter, and why hasn't it happened again since? Is it, you know, not, does it not provoke curiosity at all? Anyway, So people will ask, what is this? What does all of this have to do with Ukraine? Chris, I mean, I understand, but, you know, it's different in Ukraine. Okay, well, again, back to revolutionaries for hire. 2011, skipping forward to about the 14-minute mark. Give this a listen. Go ahead, please.
Now, with the internet, anybody has access to Sharp's revolution strategies.
What Mr. Sharp one time called nonviolence as a method of warfare. And they are going in every place since the end of the Cold War to destabilize regimes which offer resistance to this larger agenda, the globalization agenda, as Washington defines it.
So are all of these revolutions actually initiated by the Americans? We can look back at what happened during the Orange Revolution in the Ukraine for evidence. The events that took place in Kiev in 2005 appear to endorse this assumption. Traditionally, Ukraine was part of Russia, but by the end of 2004, the tide had turned. The United States pumped millions of dollars into the opposition movements in favor of regime change. We are meeting with the two former leaders of the Ukraine Revolution. Just by being a member of the opposition movement PORA, they received significant sums of money, together with training in civil disobedience. Finally, they were given the book. Oh yes, the book by Gene Sharp. We all used it, and it connected us with everybody, with Otpor in Serbia, the opposition movement in Belarus, and Kamara in Georgia. It was in November 2004 when hundreds of thousands of people flooded Independence Square in Kiev and demanded Viktor Yushchenko for their president. At the end of the revolution, the crowd got what they demanded. Yushchenko became president due to the massive support he received from the Western world.
We had a number of great examples of dramatizing as well as having fun on the streets.
The revolution is a celebration. This is the spirit of Gene Sharp. Every movement becomes a brand with its own symbolism. Oranges in Ukraine, the Rose Revolution in Georgia, the Tulip Revolution in Kyrgyzstan, the Denim Revolution in Belarus. All different symbols, but with the same concept and the same sponsor, the United States of America.
In my case, in 2004, I was heading a voter education campaign with a budget of $1 million.
$1 million?
Yeah. Yes. That's not because American taxpayers wanted to protest Yanukovych, but because Yanukovych tried to steal the vote. The United States and the European Union and others, they are serious about democracy.
After the revolution in Ukraine, Dmytro Potechin made a career from being a former activist. He now works as a revolution trainer. From his flat, he instructs the opposition movements in Iran, Russia, Belarus, and Egypt. Via Skype, he is able to stay in touch with all his clients.
In principle, it's possible to trace it, but it will need much more human resources and time for every single connection.
An activist from the opposition movement in Belarus is online. Dmytro is planning a workshop over there, which is not without its difficulties, as he is labeled persona non grata by the Belarus government.
I got feeling that actually it's like a concentration of a number of conflicts which cannot be resolved without mobilization. And it looks like it can happen the way it happened in Egypt. Some smaller country like Belarus, for instance, or Ukraine, and then we can get Russia.
Back in Belgrade, Otpor trainer Ivan Marvic proudly presents his new gadget for resistance training. It's a computer game that simulates the fight against the power of state. Ivan is sure that the game will make his training much more effective. Sponsorship for the development of the game came from American organizations.
Of course it did. We're about at a break, so, you know, well, stick around, we'll be right back. You may be the victim.
victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, just keep on using me until you use me up.
Welcome back. All right. So, you know, speaking of Egypt, well, we're talking about Ukraine, but, you know, the Revolutionaries for Hire video begins with the, speaking of Egypt, the situation in Egypt, and, you know, that's where it goes next after the 55 seconds that we played. You know, they show some footage, and maybe we should play the rest of that. You know, hardly a coincidence, the institutions that support Mubarak, you know, in this case, you know, as Gene Sharp said, you know, take that support out and he falls. And that's kind of the message, I think, you know, behind the CNNs, you know, in the halls of power. If you don't go along, you know, you think you're gonna do something. You think you're gonna stand up against this terrorist mod squad that doesn't. They're not even courageous enough to do their own dirty work. They basically probably say things like in the cloture rooms in Congress that are allegedly not bugged anyway. You think you're going to stand in opposition to this? Good luck. There will be blood in the streets by morning. Go ahead and try. Look at all of these places we've done this. So you're telling me that the place that has perfected the art of cybernetic totalism and psychological manipulation, and the folks, you know, the crew that is in tow with all of this is somehow being outdone by lesser rivals. I think it's more a case of WWF, in my own personal opinion, and I say that because that's the old version of professional wrestling, when it was less flashy and more obviously fake. So you're telling me that's what's happening here? I have a hard time believing that. It seems to have the earmarks of what I'm talking about and what Journeyman Pictures describes in Revolutionaries for Hire back in 2011. So, you know, after the 55-second mark of the first clip that we played, hardly a coincidence, it seems, the institutions that support him, you think there's a way, you know, Cairo. So early February, the sudden appearance of the Wild Horsemen at this demonstration. And I think that's actually the footage that Corbett featured when he talked about this fairly recently, I think, if memory serves. So the Horseman appears at this demonstration, and, you know, the world sees the footage and the world is shocked over, you know, this horseman storming into the crowd, and the crowd, this peaceful crowd, is demonstrating and they're split up, and it seems like a brutal attack, and you know, the Mubarak regime is blamed, and it's all actually staged, and the international media, you know, message is Egypt is in a state of chaos, but it was a false flag attack. And, you know, for that matter, gosh, man, you know, Patrick Claussen comes to mind, obviously, how to build U.S.-Israeli coordination on preventing an Iranian nuclear breakout. Well, Iranian nuclear breakout hasn't happened in all these decades we've been threatened with it by the saber-rattling by folks like Patrick Claussen, the foreign policy experts. But Israel has had nukes, we are told, since the 60s, at least around 200. As I've said before, even Rand Corporation and CSIS concede that on its best day, Iran couldn't lob anything to the Israeli border. So, you know, maybe you make something, but if you don't have anything to send it with, what are you going to do? I'm just, it's a false discussion anyway. But the point is, there's, by even the most hawkish accounts, there's really no basis for it. Yet we're told these things all the time by the same folks who create these low intensity operations around the world, in places like Egypt, oh yeah, and Ukraine. Stick around, I'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC. Somersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Welcome back. All right. You know, real quick, just a note, a little sort of mental aside that's much bigger than an aside. There's this, I think what I would call a pejorative, this term that circulates, you know, crowdsourcing. Really, that's the cybernetic totalist saying, hey, we manipulated you and congratulations, you came to the idea that we gave you without you realizing that we gave it to you. That's not a good thing, I would say. I would say that's manipulative and coercive and diabolical and just plain evil. However, there is a lot of valuable information that is sort of spread around in these circles, in these channels, or whatever you want to call it. And it doesn't get out probably as far as it should, because I think in a lot of cases it's not as repurposable as it should be. It's kind of siloed, as the big data people like to say. And sure, it would be nice to do something about that. I mean, as an example of kind of what I'm thinking about, you know, I don't remember which installment of James Corbett's content it is that I'm thinking of, but I just remember, I seem to recall him talking to someone in an interview. I don't know if it was Pilato or somebody else, but, you know, talking about this color revolution stuff. And I know that I've looked for this before, and I think I've even mentioned this, but it's been a few years. I think the last time was around 2018 or something like that, maybe 2020, maybe last year. I don't know exactly. I know it's been, the time that I'm thinking of has been a few years ago. But what happens sometimes is enterprising listeners, maybe somebody knows. And so, or maybe somebody goes looking and says, hey, you know, so I get an email later or something. And I try to mention that from time to time. And maybe you've noticed, I mean, it's a double-edged sword, in my opinion, you know, unless we have like some disclosure somewhere that says, I don't mind if you mention these things, or that I said whatever. I try to be discreet about that stuff. However, I want to give credit where credit is due. So, you know, how do you strike that delicate balance? I don't want to expose people unduly or whatever. I don't know if people are concerned about that. And so I want to be respectful and not blow someone's cover or whatever you want to call it. I mean, it's not really that, but just, you know, exercising what to me is appropriate discretion until we have some stated protocol or whatever. You know, you say, hey, I don't mind, whatever. And some people have said that. But in any case, the point is, you know, I might get an email or something that says, I think this is what you're thinking about or whatever. And I think that's great. And sometimes it even goes beyond, you know, maybe it goes beyond what I realized, or there's another vital component of that I was not aware of. And that's helpful to round out my own understanding of things, and have a more comprehensive view of those things. I think, you know, we should be able to do that somewhere, and much more effectively. I think there's a lot of quality discussion that happens. We don't agree on everything in this environment, but I don't think that's a bad thing. I think if we can move in the direction of not being at each other's throats, but being able to have a healthy discussion and even maintain disagreements. I know that politically, for example, I mentioned Tarpley, for instance. He has a lot of very valuable insights, in my humble estimation. Speaking of the cybernetic totalists, I've mentioned many times, especially in recent years, Jeffrey Steinberg's article over at the LaRouche's Executive Intelligence Review. It's a fantastic article. There's all kinds of quality content over there. Again, I'm not a socialist. But, you know, and it's always been intriguing to me how you can maintain a socialist view, knowing how vigorously the Fabians, for instance, have promoted it, this idea of a world socialist state. We have to, you know, wrestle, struggle between, you know, communism and fascism until we arrive at a nice, comfortable world socialism. It's always intrigued me how folks can know so much and yet that seems to escape them. How is that possible? I don't know. But anyway, there's a wealth of information there. We don't have to agree on everything. We don't have to have, you know, a Vulcan mind meld to have to engage in intelligent dialogue and probably be the better for it. That's my opinion, anyway. So, who knows? It'd be nice if that could happen. I would certainly look forward to it. There are folks, I think, in this circle, I'm talking like RBN, I certainly feel like, I don't know, I mean, I've mentioned over the years, I think that this audience is special. I think people, I try to encourage people to think for themselves, and I try to do that not only in what I say, but for instance, how we handle calls and things. I think it's different. I think it's always been different. I try not to make people feel forced or herded or whatever. If you have views that are different from mine, which have been expressed even recently, I'm not afraid of that, and it's just as welcome as as long as we're as long as we're exercising an appropriate level of discretion, and we're not offending others unduly. I mean, sometimes the content, the nature of the discussion should be offensive. I think the ways that we're being manipulated and herded, generally speaking, are as offensive as anything. But, you know, that notwithstanding, we can still maintain a certain level of appropriate decorum. And as long as we're doing those things, if we are diametrically opposed in views, so be it. Maybe we can learn from that. I welcome the opportunity to learn from that. And certainly don't know everything. Anyway, that's sort of an aside, I guess. But, you know, it would be nice to see. I think there are a lot of folks who have a wealth of knowledge and information, particularly on certain topics. You know, I don't know. I think of, speaking of Charlotte Isserby's Patriot Honor Roll, Vicki Davis is on it, and you know, Vicki has, I think, a particular, maybe professional background, if you will, and it sort of lends itself to the technocratic cybernetic discussion, although that's probably not the best example of a, you know, she's not stuck in that paradigm by any means, obviously. She has a very well-rounded background of knowledge, I would say. But I think that sort of comes with the territory of what I'm talking about, where people start to think for themselves and they notice things, which is why I think the Kurzweils want to target visual pattern recognition and long-term memory and either augment it or replace it, as he wrote in The Age of Spiritual Machines. Why else would you want to do that? You know, everywhere I look, I'm stacking up these quotes and these little harbingers of things that bad guys have said where they want to manipulate people in ways that people that are imperceptible to the general public, and you would be deemed crazy if you ever suggested it was so. Why would they want to do that in strange Lovian fashion? In Hudson Institute fashion. Anyway, I think there's a lot of great content that could be shared around, and if we could get together on the same page on something like that, I think it would make the heavy lifting much, much lighter for a lot of folks. I think we wouldn't need to be, it would also eliminate redundancy, and I'm always trying to find canonical resources for things, so to speak, meaning like this is the home of this content. You know, I mentioned, for instance, you know, we played the clip of Journeyman Pictures Revolutionaries for Hire, Journeyman TV /film/ 5171 is the, I would call it the canonical resource for something like that, as an example. because, you know, that's their domain name. And even though they have the YouTube video posted there, if YouTube decides that, you know, as a State Department surrogate, this is, you know, bad for messaging, obviously Journeyman Pictures can replace it with something that's hosted somewhere else or even locally or whatever you want to call it, by themselves. And, you know, there's also the transcript there, which is fantastic. Google has a transcript, but it's not necessarily accurate, and they don't make it easy for you to repurpose that content. It's, you know, if you don't know how to do it, it's almost impossible, and it seems to get harder all the time. Why is that? Does everyone know in that three-dot menu over there on the right below the video, there's a show transcript link when you click on the three dots? Sometimes you can see it, sometimes you don't. I mean, it's the same thing you see in the subtitles and closed captions, but, and it's time-stamped. You can click on the little timestamps, but it's almost impossible, and it's becoming more impossible all the time to, like, you know, copy stuff out of there. It's just not easy. And it should be. There, you know, before Google bought YouTube, remember 14 years ago, there was the, you know, YouTube announced the kind of the video mashup. Basically, you could make a video and I could make a video response, and I could even you know, make a timestamp where, and it was really cool stuff. They were doing some really amazing stuff with that, and that all went away. Why did that go away? Now it seems like thumbs down has gone away. You can thumbs down stuff, but no one will know. All we're left with is, you know, likes. And that curiously happened right after the Biden administration's propaganda videos were overwhelmingly unliked. I did a post on that. Remember? Talked about that. Do you see what I see? Thousands, like, you know, just, I don't know, four or five times more thumbs down on every single video. Anyway. So back to the Corbett thing and content sharing and stuff. What is the Bitcoin PSYOP? Corbett asked. Question for Corbett. Yeah, that's a good question. And like I always say, if I'm ever caught endorsing cryptocurrency or something of that nature, then you know that aliens have abducted me for sure. And I'm being facetious, obviously. But Chris, you say that you believe aliens are demons. It's demonic. Yeah, I do, but I'm just being facetious. Anyway, seriously though, you'll never catch me endorsing cryptocurrency. I mean, just think about the name, cryptocurrency, a term of art, probably from Tavistock. Interview 1711, James Corbett, Red Pills the Dutch. It's about time. Speaking of that, I think, you know, what was the last thing just in the last couple of days? Every time I turn around, I'm seeing the East India Company. I don't know. That's like over the years, basically. Episode 416, shocking document reveals Trudeau's real plan. That's interesting. Is James a former Canadian now, or is he still a Canadian? I'm not sure. I don't know. Well, he's probably said something about that. Anyway, back to this other stuff. And so this is interesting. Also, while we're on it, things that James has talked about recently, pre-search, search engine, Solutions Watch. I like the Solutions Watch thing. That's pretty cool. So watch that, pre-search, search engine. Now that DuckDuckGo has officially DuckDuckGone in the direction of censorship, what's a free speech-loving, liberty-minded conspiracy realist to do? You know, or again, to borrow from John Judge, who belongs on Patriot Honor Rolls, I think, everywhere. Maybe we should be called coincidence theorists, and that should be a Streisand effect. Hashtag coincidence theorist. No, they're all coincidence theories. That's fine. You can call me a conspiracy theorist in CIA fashion, but you have to concede that you are a coincidence theorist. That's all just a coincidence. That's funny because the FBI teaches people, according to Mike Rogers, former House Intelligence Chair and former FBI guy, he's the one who said when he was asked about Benghazi, yeah, there are a lot of coincidences. What do you think? You know, do you believe what Ambassador Rice is saying? There are a lot of coincidences here. And there are no such thing as coincidences. So, yeah. Final segment coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. All right, to wrap it up, wrap this stuff up, I don't remember the episode James Corbett did on Color Revolution. The pre-search engine thing is interesting. The companion video he did in 2019, we need to talk about search, is essential. Like he said, why does no one seem to understand the bigger picture of search algorithm manipulation? Exactly. Thank you, James. Some folks do. Some folks remember. Some folks like True Stream Media remember that creepy, well, yeah, the Elle magazine remembers. Catherine Thompson remembers back in 2010 all the creepy stuff Google CEO Eric Schmidt said this week, just this week. The Charlie Rose episode where he said there should be one right answer. Guess what? Bloomberg doesn't have that article anymore. 404'd. But, you know, Eric Schmidt saying there should be one right answer for everything. Remember the True Stream Media video? One right answer for everything. Sure, some fact things, but what about things that are more subjective, more open to interpretation? Anyway. Corbett Report, Color Revolution. Gosh, I wish I could remember. Steering Revolutions on Declare Your Independence. It might have been that one. With Ernest Hancock. I don't remember. It might have been Interview 1698. James Corbett lays out the biosecurity agenda. That's another interesting one. Or The Truth About Tiananmen. Which is an interesting discussion also. I'm sorry, James, that never happened. A companion piece to the discussion, you know, the intersection of this kind of stuff, Color Revolution and Big Tech, how Big Brother seeded the tech revolution. That's an interesting one over a Corbett Report. And speaking of True Stream Media, you know, they've talked about Eric Schmidt from time to time, including 10 years ago. Google's regime change agent, Jared Cohen, that's an, you know, while a new book by Google executives, Eric Schmidt and Jared Cohen, heralds the new digital age while acknowledging their role in instigating shifts in world order. Yeah. And then another companion, Google hails age of cyber war and digital revolution. That's funny because that sounds like what the Rand Corporation and the Strange Lovians have been, you know, frothily pushing for decades too. Ever since, for example, the advent of net war, right? The advent of net war. The 1996 Rand monograph. Speaking of Strange Lovian content, John Arquilla and David Ronfeld, cyber warfare, back when there was no cyber, not really. Certainly wasn't what it is today, but they knew. How did they know? How did they know, comrades? Because they were building it, and they built it all along the way, and they've steered it. The ARPANET was and always has been, first and foremost, a military project. Anyway, that'll do it for today's broadcast. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side. Blood of kings.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.